Chapter 16. Loren caught Yima by the leku as he ran for dear life.
Assault cannon, sniper rifles, mass drivers, she said. Everything you've got, now!
The Twi'lek dithered, torn between conflicting fears of his mistress, of the things wreaking havoc in the demolished security airlock, and of Loren. Given a choice, he looked as though he would run for the nearest ship and head for the stars. To help change his mind, Loren raised her rifle and aimed it between his eyes.
You won't get a single step unless you make the call.
Yima brought his comlink to his mouth and began issuing orders. She ran back to where Sergeant Patanin lay on his belly, watching the battle unfold through the standard-issue electromonocular scope she had loaned him. He handed it back to her and said,
I think they're droids. Look at the one on the left. It's been damaged.
She focused the scope on the spider-like creature Patanin had indicated. One of its forelimbs had been sliced away, revealing not flesh or exoskeleton, but a mess of wires that flexed and twisted, showering golden sparks. She narrowed the field of view to see more closely. Wires, definitely. As thin as hairs and as lithe as quicksilver. Her mind cast back to the Hortech maintenance crew she and Shigar had stumbled across in the tunnels below the palace. There she'd seen silver threads as well. Before she had time to follow the thought through, Yima returned, pushing a long-barreled sniper rifle into her arms.
More coming, I hope?
He nodded unhappily and hurried away. She lined up the rifle, resting its weight on a protruding chunk of stone.
Go for the joints,
Patanin advised her, but she ignored him. The hands were doing the damage. If she could take them out, that would reduce the threat to Shigar. At the moment, only he and Stryver were doing anything to stop the killer droids from getting out of the antechamber. The droids moved fast, and they didn't move like anything Loren had fired at before. Any of the six limbs could act as a leg, meaning they didn't so much run as cartwheel from place to place, like spindly animated tumbleweeds, firing as they went. They could also crouch with anywhere from three to all six legs on the ground, giving them a more stable base to fire from. They could even curl into a ball to protect their hexagonal midriffs. Furthermore, the damaged one demonstrated a potent kind of shield when Shigar got too close. It crossed two limbs into an X and created a short-lived circular electromirror that bent his lightsaber back into a V, almost taking off his arm in the process. He retreated, and the droid went back to firing at him. Loren took her first shot and missed. Her second hit the forelimb and was deflected. Her third struck the wrist joint squarely, severing the fire shooting hand with a reddish flash. Instantly, the droid rotated to make that limb a foot, bringing another hand weapon into play. She moved her target reticle to aim at that one next. Another sniper rifle arrived, and Patanin took up the fight. He tried the joints with little success, and moved on to the sense organs scattered across the chest of the things. The black circles reacted differently from the silver skin under fire. They absorbed everything that came at them and radiated the energy as heat. The reflective black surfaces soon turned to red, then ramped up to orange and yellow. Eventually, one hit purple and exploded, making the droid spin around in circles for a moment before recovering. Loren steadily picked off the hand weapons of her chosen target. When there were just two left, the droid transferred its weight to its four injured legs and hopped to where one of its fellows was trading fire with Dow Stryver. The injured droid jumped onto the back of its counterpart, and the two bodies locked together. The four